Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday 21st. Sorry I'm a little bit late. I had a load on this morning. Had a really busy week. Meetings, all good. All things that are going to be positive for FTS, setting up the way forward, automation, automation for you guys for bits and bobs. And freeing more time my end, because I do far too much manually. I mean, sitting with Ryan yesterday on Excel and watching what he can do and how I do things, it's like flipping, I am a dinosaur. He's producing what I can produce in about a fifth of the time. I'm clicking all over the place and he's just clicking a couple of times, but we're getting there. So yeah, I'm actually looking forward to having a week, I think. Other than Tuesday afternoon, I'm going to have the next week. I won't be leaving the home or office. So that's what I will be doing. Football trading all weekend, tonight through to Sunday. And then next week I'll be catching up all the Excel bits, getting bits out to people, comp winners, Excel bits that I've got to do. Looking, a few of you have sent me systems. I'll be looking at those for you and get all that caught up before the end of next week. So I'm actually looking forward to being in the office. I forgot to mention Atalanta yesterday. I didn't mention when Spurs beat Man City either, somebody reminded me. I didn't even, because it was the Super Bowl weekend, I just let it slide when we gave Man City a great big pasting. Can't really cover it now, it's too long ago, isn't it? We've been shit since then. But Atalanta the other night, I said I fancied them against Valencia 4-1. Good side, Atalanta. If you haven't watched them and you get a chance to watch a bit of Serie A TV, they're great to watch. Beat Parma 5-0, beat Milan 5-0, beat Torino 7-0. Valencia 4-1. They are firing in the goals, and over the last couple of years, doing things slightly differently, they have been a really good team to watch. And I think they'll be dark horses in that, you know, no team in that Champions League will want to run up against them, because they can get goals, and they will certainly put Valencia to bed. And as you see with Spurs getting to the final last year, anything can happen in that tournament. But yeah, I did fancy them and a good win, and obviously the Spurs draw, which I did mention, absolute crap. I don't know whether people who listened yesterday, I mentioned Suggsy and his identical when we were talking about Chelsea. I did it in a rush yesterday because I had to get out, but he actually doubled down when we were in the stadium. So we sat there, and just a brief outline, I said, I think Chelsea are going to paste us. He said, why? They're not very good. I said, well, one, they always paste us. We've won there 30 or once in 30 years. I said, it's just one of our bogey teams and we're not playing that well ourselves. He said, but they're not playing that well. They're no better than us. I said, well, they are. They're above us in the league. He went 1 point. I said, okay, but they're above us then, aren't they? He said, no, it's identical. So that's just to catch you up. So when I pulled him up and that's, well, it's not identical, is it? They're 1 point ahead. He went quiet for a bit. And the thing with Suggsy, I love, he never goes quiet and goes, no, you're right. He thinks of how he can double down. And I love people who double down. I mean, when I do get to that story of the Yank, which I hopefully will get to next week, Yanks in particular, they love to double down on something. You catch them out with something and they never go, oh yeah, you're right. They double down or come back aggressive. So Suggsy's sitting there and I can see his little brain whirring, his little bald head whirring away with his little hat on. And he said, this is brilliant. When you think about it, it's brilliant. It's like having my very own little Carl Pilkington, it is. He said, well, identical twins, they're identical, but they're not born at the same time, are they? One comes out after the other. So that's it. That's it. I mean, fucking hell, sucks. I'm laughing now. He just kills me. He kills me. I imagine most of his cab journeys are 10 or 15 minutes. So you don't get a lot of time to build up. But imagine if somebody jumps in his cab and says, Manchester, mate, and they got a couple of hours in the car with him. Flipping dearie me. The poor guy when he gets out the other end. Yeah, identical twins. Yeah, well, they're identical, but they're not born at the same time, are they? So there you go. That's it. And that's the same as Chelsea being 1 point above Spurs in the league. He's brilliant, the boy, honestly. We should just have a day in the summer out, a few beers, and just everyone sit round Suggsy and ask him questions. He's going to have the ump with me now. He'll have the ump digging him out. Right, what have we got for today? What have we got for today? Ultimate, I've done all that stuff. I've sent you a email. Fancy Betis tonight. When I posted I fancy Betis tonight to you, I then looked at the league table, the odds, and I thought they're 1.54, which is a value price. And somebody's going to say to me, you said that back 1.5 to 1 point there. I'm not. Betis in this particular game represent decent value at 1.54. That is all I'm saying. What you do with that and what you want to do with it is purely up to you. You can ignore it, spit it out, do whatever you wish. All I'm saying is it's value, and I put a little caveat in the ultimate email just for people as another little angle to look at. Using the poison. Right, so that's that there. What else have I got for you? Football wise, I've got a couple of bits, and racing wise, I've got a couple of bits. Let's do the racing first. Right, let's get it done. I've gone out of that, all the tips that come at the end, and I started this format in January and I've absolutely binned it. I'm useless. I'm going to get back next week to some proper order on this flipping podcast. I hate myself for it. Sick of myself. Right, 420 Exeter, Billy Bronco, small win and place. 420 Exeter, Billy Bronco, small win and place. 645 Wolverhampton. God, I can't even speak English, let alone the flipping Irish now. Wolverhampton, 645. Discovery Island, small win. 3 p.m. Warwick, Emma's Joy, small win. 3 p.m. Warwick, Emma's Joy, small win. 6:45 Wolverhampton, Discovery Island, small win. 4:20 Exeter, Billy Bronco, small win and place. Right, that is it from the racing. We will hopefully see an upturn in racing results, hopefully, before flipping Cheltenham gets going. Right, next is, hang on a minute, got to find me VPS, not that one. Not that one, Jeff. This one here. Bear with me a second for the football before you go jumping up and down. Football. Why didn't I have the files open? See? Why didn't I have the files open before I started recording? Apologies. Bear with me a second. Bear with me. And I want Betfair up on that screen. Let's get that up there. Yeah, this is how it all rolls, isn't it? See? Right, a first half goal for you. Nice versus Brest. First half goal, Nice versus Brest. So if it's 0-0 on 20 minutes, then back over or lay under 0.5 first half goals. Over 2.5 after sort of, I don't know what price this is actually. Let me just hang on a minute before I go spouting my mouth off. Yeah, over 2.5 goals value at Metz versus Lyon. Over 2.5 goals, Metz versus Lyon. Decent value in this game. So if there is, you drip it in over the first 10 minutes if you want. Over 2.5 goals, Metz versus Lyon. Remove your liability on a goal. Just happened to spot this morning an interesting tweet from StatsBet that there's a game in the Dutch Jupiler League. Where both teams to score yes is over 2.0. So I did a quick couple of little clicks, and it is in 974 games in the Jupiler League in my database. There's only ever been three games that were over 2.0 for both teams to score yes, based on Betfair's price 5 minutes before kickoff. Amazingly enough, two of those games have been this year, so this will be the third one. So out of four games since 2017, three of them will be, if that price holds tonight, then three of them will have been in the last, whatever it is, 7 weeks. And prior to that, there was only one. And funnily enough, of the three that have been played, all three have been winners. Both teams to score there. Just thought it was interesting when he posted it, because you do not see it very often. But one game in 3 years, really. Incredible. But this month, for some reason, obviously there's a couple of teams not firing. Must have lost their strikers. Are they managed by Daniel Levy by any chance? Right, and Suggsy's got one right for me. I have to say, I think McElroy's too short at Mexico. 2.44 to lay. he is playing okay at the minute, but he's not. He's still not a serial winner for me. And he's got people behind him: Bubba Watson, Justin Thomas, Horschel, Connors has been playing well, DeChambeau, Casey's good around that track. You know, they're all within three or four shots. I think 2.44 personally is worth a little bit of interest as a lay. You don't have to go mad, but it's a fairly low risk lay that I'm convinced, whatever, you've still got 3 days play that you'll be able to get out at some stage. If it did happen to go, I don't think he's going to be running away with this. So McIlroy, WGC Mexico Championship winner, for me is worth a small lay, 2.44. I would have looked at it, but I'm not going to take credit. Sagsy did flag it up to me earlier on Twitter. So whilst he might not know anything about identical twins, he's got half an idea about golf. Right, have a lovely Friday. Good luck with your weekend football bets. I'll be back as normal over the weekend, just doing all the sport. And then Monday, I'm going to ask you a few questions on Monday as well. I've got a few questions to ask you that I'd like to get some responses if possible. Right, enjoy your Friday, whatever you're doing, and I'll speak to you all tomorrow.